You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are speaking with Edward DeCoin, founder and CEO of Orbical Energy, an operations and marketing agency built specifically for green energy companies. Orbical integrates marketing and operations excellence services to help clients increase not only sales, but bottom line profits. Edward, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And our pleasure as well. Now, why did you start Orbical Energy?
Well, Orbical Energy is a division of Orbical Group. Orbical is a marketing, operation, and sales agency. And years ago, I actually owned a direct marketing agency that grew pretty well. But one of the reasons why we grew is because we focused on specific markets. And one of the coolest things a client ever said to us was, oh, I didn't know you did other things besides financial services. And then a year later, one of our political clients said, oh, I didn't know you did anything other than political marketing. So as we were, the company's a startup a few years now, and I realized a lot of our clients were falling into the green energy space. So basically just employed the same model. Orbical Energy initially focused strictly on corporate green energy products, services, and supporting those clients from an operation, marketing, and sales perspective.
Who will succeed, in your opinion, and win market share in green energy?
Well, I don't know that I'm the smartest person in the room, and I get real confused about a lot of green energy products. First off, what they do and how they do what they do. And if you take things just on face value and you just do a little bit of research, you can often find contradictory items by reputable people. So that leaves, I think, a wonderful opportunity in the green energy market to address the issue of confusion, which is the right product. How's it get installed? What order does it get installed? I mean, sometimes the type of salesperson that you must respect the most is the man or woman that says, this is not the right product right now for you. I mean, in a corporate setting, rarely does solar make the first sense. Now, there's hundreds of times it may make the first sense, depending upon what's happening in the state. But I love the solar companies that go in and say, well, listen, if you do this first and do this second and do this third, you'll be in a situation where the solar can be A, less expensive, and B, more productive for you. So it's the integrity, but the real opportunity is the companies that are going to succeed and win market share are those that I believe address the confusion in the marketplace.
Do you think there are room for the small players in the space?
Yeah. There's always the room for the small players. I mean, look at Airbnb and look at Uber. I mean, these guys came from nothing and they have market valuations of billions. You know, look at eBay years ago. They took something, regarding auctions that have existed for, centuries and revolutionized it. So the small that are entrepreneurs that grow will be big. Now, one thing about energy is the only way that you're really going to be big is by having a huge disruption in the marketplace where you're solving a problem that people didn't necessarily address. I mean, one of the issues, and I'm not well versed on this today, is water. We all see it coming. Water is going to be the next oil. But who's out there addressing it today? It's probably some young man or woman, maybe even in a dorm room or certainly in a lab, that will be the next job or Gates or, Zuckerberg. So there's always room for the small players, but they have to bring disruptive technology. Now, there's going to be a lot of millionaires made that do very well with sales. We're rolling out a product right now that really doesn't get sold to the commercial place too well. And I literally was thinking this morning, man, if I sold 1 million square feet next year of this, which I think is doable, that's going to be a really, really good product. It's not going to put me again. We, in our other conversations you and I have had offline, we talked about Lear jets. It's not going to put me in a Lear jet, but it would put me in a nice car. But the disruptors, the small players, the nimble ones, there's always room for them.
Today we are visiting with Edward DeCoin, founder and CEO of Orpical Energy, an operations and marketing agency built specifically for green energy companies, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Edward, what is the difference in your mind between corporate and residential green energy customers?
Ego. Simply ego. Residential, you're dealing directly with the decision maker. They've got reasons why they're speaking with you. You can't assume that it's always to save money. But the, to answer your question directly, the difference is in a consumer environment, you're speaking typically directly with the person who's going to write the check or be responsible for the loan, and there's a specific reason for making that decision. In a corporate world, one of the things that, you know, many of your listeners, I know we bump up against, I'm sure they do as well, is the operations person or the VP who doesn't want to make the wrong decision. Because if they make the wrong decision, they would be personally held accountable, and sometimes no decision is easier. At the same time, again, it gets back to addressing the confusion. You know, corporate is not necessarily bombarded by more issues, but a bigger corporation is going to have people that can specifically address facilities management. So you have to really address the whole realm of if they you want to help, you want to assure that VP or that director that you are the right decision for them, and you have to do it from a position of integrity too. From my first direct marketing company through today, the most success I ever had or the biggest clients I ever obtained were the people when I first met them. I said, no, I can't help you right now. I was either too big, too small, not specialized. But whether it be 6 months later or, frankly, even 6 years later, by maintaining that integrity, we got the deal. Same thing here. You know, is solar the right first thing? Is there going to be enough of an ROI to justify a particular installation? Is it the right installation? You know, there's a lot of people out there selling a product, and they're not necessarily solving a solution. And this breeds confusion, and it breeds the worry that they're not making the right decision, which thus also breeds ego. So if you address, that's the main difference between corporate and residential.
If you could tell the listeners who may have missed previous broadcasts on EPN, what does the word Orpical and Orpical Energy stand for, and what do you think most about in your company as a business today?
Well, I'll tell you direct. Orpical stands, each letter stands for something that we want to emulate or try to live into. The O is optimistic. We want to work with clients and employees that are optimistic. You know, stuff will hit the fan, but how we address it's the real issue. Always from a position of respect. Respecting other people's opinions, listening, passionate. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be passionate about what you do. And not you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can be passionate about playing the violin or passionate about children's rights, whatever it may be, but be passionate that you're bringing to the table. Integrity, I think it's been a questionable topic for all of mankind in all time. I can't say, business, today has less integrity, but we want to try to do the best we can do from that position. Curiosity, and that's how you become a disruptor, being curious about things and asking questions. Altruistic, really standing for something more than putting money in your pocket and helping other people. I think the happiest people on their deathbed are those who helped other people. And then loyalty. I am huge into loyalty. Sometimes to a fault, but that's okay. Being loyal to clients or being loyal to employees, shareholders, whatever it may be. So we took words that were important to us and laid them out on a piece of paper, and they popped out the word Orpical. So that's what that stands for.
Very, very clever. In conclusion, you've been at this a good while, 30 years, and you're only 49 years old. What is one tip that you could share with the green energy entrepreneurs listening in?
Well, two things I actually got to say. From a green energy entrepreneur, if you're going to be an expert, be an expert. You know, you love when you're driving down the street and one day you see an HVAC company and then they rebrand their business and they're now selling solar or geothermal. Are you really the expert? So when it comes to green energy, be the expert and go out and study before you proclaim, or you're going to add to the confusion. But to really grow your organization, get procedurally oriented. So there's a consistency in customer service, sales, marketing, because once you can replicate a process, the growth is actually easy. The hard work is getting to that point.
Great information and advice there. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch or get more information online about Orbical Energy Online?
Very simple. It's just our website, orbicalenergy.com, orpicalenergy.com. My name or my email is just ed@orbicalenergy.com. And I am on Twitter. That's Edward Ducoin, EdwardDucoin.
Well, Edward, it certainly has been our pleasure and privilege and honor to have had you spend a moment with us here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with Edward Ducoin, founder and CEO of Orbical Energy, an operations and marketing agency built specifically for green energy companies. Orbical integrates marketing and operations excellence services to help clients increase not only sales, but bottom line profits. And once again, the website of reference is orbicalenergy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.